Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yud Tes, the second parak Kohen Gadol. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated Lezichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that a king cannot be judged. Rav Yosef clarifies that this only applies to Malchei Yisrael, but kings from Beis David may be judged. Malchei Yisrael cannot be judged because of the incident in which King Yanai's slave killed a person, and at Shimon ben Shetach's urging, the sages sent a message to Yanai that a slave killed someone. Yanai sent the slave to be judged, but the sages said he must appear as well, like the owner of an ox accused of killing someone. Yanai came and sat down, and Shimon ben Shetach said, "King Yanai, stand on your feet, and the witnesses will testify against you. V'lo lefaneinu ata omed, and realize you're not standing only before us. Rather, you're standing before the one who spoke and the world came into being." Yanai said he would act according to what the other judges say, but when Shimon turned to them, they looked to the ground from fear. Shimon said, "Bali machshavos atem, you're men of thoughts. Yavo ba machshavos yiparemechem, may the master of thoughts come punish you." The Malach Gavriel struck them to the ground and they died. At that time, they said, a king cannot be judged or be judged. Point number two, the Pasuk mentions the five sons of Michal, the daughter of Shaul, that she bore to Adriel. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha asks that Merav, Michal's sister, bore these children to Adriel, but Michal was given to Palti and explains that Merav bore them and Michal raised them when Merav died. They're called Michal's children to teach you. Shekol megadol yasam b'toch beso, that whoever raises an orphan in his home, malav akasam kilu yiladu, the Torah considers him as if he fathered him. Rabbi Chanina derives this from people saying about Ruth's child that a son was born to Naomi because she raised him. Rabbi Yochanan derives this from Moshe being described as Basi's child because she raised him. Rabbi Elazar derives this from Yaakov's children also being called Yosef's because he supported them during the famine. Rabbi Yonason said, "Kol Molamed ben Chaveru Torah, whoever teaches his friend's son Torah, mal v'kasav ki v'yiladu, the Torah considers it as if he fathered him because a pasuk describes Aaron's sons as also being Moshe's because he taught them Torah." And point number three, the Gemara described that Shaul considered Michal's marriage to David invalid and gave it to Palti ben Laish. Another pasuk calls him Paltiel, and Rabbi Yochanan explains that although his name was Palti, he was called Paltiel, Shepaltuel min ha'avera, because Hashem saved him from sin. The Gemara says that Palti stuck a sword between them and said, "Kol osuk b'davar zeh yidaka b'cherev zeh, whoever engages in this act of relations should be stabbed with a sword." Still, Palti cried when David took Michal back al mitzvah da'azmineh, over the mitzvah of abstention which was leaving him. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tokfo shel Yosef an venuso shel Boaz, the triumph of Yosef resisting Potiphar's wife is modest compared to the trial of Boaz resisting Rus, because Rus was unmarried and in Boaz's bed. The triumph of Boaz is modest compared to Palti's trial, which lasted many years." Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabos Banos Asuchayo, many daughters have acted virtuously, refers to Yosef and Boaz, and Batalis Halkulana, but you rose above them all, refers to the greater achievement of Palti. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Mishnah taught that a king cannot be judged. Rabbi Yosef clarifies that this only applies to Malchei Yisrael, but kings from Beis David may be judged. Malchei Yisrael cannot be judged because of the incident in which King Yanai's slave killed a person, and at Shimon ben Shetach's urging, the sages sent a message to Yanai that a slave killed someone. Yanai sent the slave to be judged, but the sages said he must appear as well, like the owner of an ox accused of killing someone. Yanai came and sat down, and Shimon ben Shetach said, "King Yanai, stand on your feet, and the witnesses will testify against you. V'lo lefaneinu ata omed, and realize you're not standing only before us. El lefnei misha amar v'heil olam ata omed. Rather, you're standing before the one who spoke and the world came into being." Yanai said he would act according to what the other judges say, but when Shimon turned to them, they looked to the ground from fear. Shimon said, "Bali machshavos atem, you're men of thoughts. Yavo ba machshavos yiparemechem, may the master of thoughts come punish you." The Malach Gavriel struck them to the ground and they died. At that time, they said, a king cannot be judged or be judged. Point number two, the Pasuk mentions the five sons of Michal, the daughter of Shaul, that she bore to Adriel. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha asks that Merav, Michal's sister, bore these children to Adriel, but Michal was given to Palti and explains that Merav bore them and Michal raised them when Merav died. They're called Michal's children to teach you. Shekol megadol yasam b'toch beso, that whoever raises an orphan in his home, malav akasam kilu yiladu, the Torah considers him as if he fathered him. Rabbi Chanina derives this from people saying about Ruth's child that a son was born to Naomi because she raised him. Rabbi Yochanan derives this from Moshe being described as Basi's child because she raised him. Rabbi Elazar derives this from Yaakov's children also being called Yosef's because he supported them during the famine. Rabbi Yonason said, "Kol Molamed ben Chaveru Torah, whoever teaches his friend's son Torah, Malva Kasav Ki Yiladu, the Torah considers it as if he fathered him, because a pasuk describes Aaron's sons as also being Moshe's because he taught them Torah." And point number three, the Gemara described that Shaul considered Michal's marriage to David invalid and gave it to Palti ben Laish. Another pasuk calls him Paltiel, and Rabbi Yochanan explains that although his name was Palti, he was called Paltiel, Shepaltu El min ha'avera, because Hashem saved him from sin. The Gemara says that Palti stuck a sword between them and said, "Kol osuk b'davar zeh yedaker b'cherev zeh," whoever engages in this act of relations should be stabbed with a sword. Still, Palti cried when David took Michal back, al mitzvah da'asmineh, over the mitzvah of abstention, which was leaving him. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tokfo shel Yosef an venuso shel Boaz," the triumph of Yosef resisting Potiphar's wife, is modest compared to the trial of Boaz resisting Rus, because Rus was unmarried and in Boaz's bed. The triumph of Boaz is modest compared to Palti's trial, which lasted many years. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabos Banos Asuchayo, many daughters have acted virtuously, refers to Yosef and Boaz, and Batalis Halkulana, but you rose above them all, refers to the greater achievement of Palti. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yotess, and our standard Simon is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. On the king's yacht, where the judges who were afraid to judge the king were staring at the ground, the class of boys learning Torah who called their Rebbe Tati whispered so they shouldn't wake the man in the nearby cabin sleeping with a sword stuck into the ground next to his bed. Once again, slow motion. On the king's yacht. Yacht? That must more enough. Yud Tess. On the king's yacht, where the judges who were afraid to judge the king were staring at the ground. Which reminds us, we learned that a king from Malchus Yisrael cannot be judged because of the incident of Shim ben Shetach and King Yanai. So on the king's yacht, where the judges who were afraid to judge the king were staring at the ground, the class of boys learning Torah who called their Rebbe Tati, which reminds the Gemara teaches that raising someone or teaching him Torah is considered like fathering him. So, on the king's yacht, where the judges who were afraid to judge the king were staring at the ground, the class of boys learning Torah who called their Rebbe Tati whispered so they shouldn't wake the man in the nearby cabin sleeping with his sword stuck into the ground next to his bed. Which reminds us, we learned about the gadlus of Palti ben Laish, who refrained from sinning with Michal by placing a sword between them. So once again. On the king's yacht, where the judges who were afraid to judge the king were staring at the ground, the class of boys learning Torah called their Rebbe Tati whispered so they shouldn't wake the man in the nearby cabin sleeping with a sword stuck into the ground next to his bed. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Tezvav. So the Siman Daf Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl was being appraised for payment by three judges, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Arkin Metaltalin, Arkin, which are movable items, are appraised by three judges. The Gemara said fixed Arkin only applied to people, and three interpretations are given. The third one is Rabbi Yavo, who explains that someone said Erech Yalai, my Erech value is upon me, and his assets are being collected as payment. If his Metaltalin are collected, they are appraised by three people. Ravina was asked why an accurate appraisal is critical in this final interpretation, which is bringing in an item to Hekdesh. He replied, it's a svara. What's the difference between bringing something into Hekdesh and removing it, meaning redeeming it? Just as redeeming requires three judges to prevent a mistaken loss to Hekdesh, bringing items into Hekdesh to pay a debt requires an accurate appraisal to avoid errors. So the man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl was being appraised for payment by three judges, was standing next to a man who had said Demei Alai, who was waiting for 10 men to appraise his value. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Adam, a person, requires 10 people to be appraised for Hekdesh. Since a person cannot become Hekdesh, Rabbi Yavo explains it refers to one who said Demei Alai, my value is upon me. A brisa teaches that the person is appraised like a slave being sold in the market, and since Avadim are compared with a Hekdesh to land, 10 appraisers are required. So, the man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl was being appraised for payment by three judges, was standing next to a man who had said Demei Alai, who was waiting for 10 people to appraise his value, who was almost run over by a man trying to kill a lion that killed a person. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that lions, wolves, and other dangerous animals also required 23 judges to put them to death for killing someone. Rabbi Yazir says, Kol kodem horgan zacha, whoever is first to kill them merits, and no judges are required. Reish Lakish clarifies, v'hu shehemisu. This applies only if they actually killed someone, but Rabbi Yazir agrees they are not killed if they never killed a person. He holds, yesh len tarbus v'yesh len balim. These animals can be tamed and do have owners. Rabbi Yochanan holds they can be killed outright, even if they never killed anyone, because he holds they cannot be tamed and have no owners. Daf Tez Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Tez Zayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tez Zayin. The acrobat with large toes performing for an entire shavuot awaiting their judgment for serving a avodah zarah from a Sanhedrin of 71, which reminds us, we learned that an entire shavuot which served avodah zarah is judged by a Sanhedrin of 71. So the acrobat with large toes performing for an entire shavuot awaiting their judgment for serving avodah zarah from a Sanhedrin of 71 swung over soldiers on their way to request permission from the Sanhedrin to go to war for the spoils, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that in Melchemes of Rishus, an optional war requires the consent of Sanhedrin. The Gemara derives this from Rabbi Shimon Chasida's statement, who taught that a harp hung above David's bed and the north wind would blow on it at midnight, causing the harp to play. Immediately David would rise and learn Torah until the morning, and then when he was told the nation required a parnasa, David then said to wage war against foreign nations to obtain sustenance. Immediately they consulted Achitofel for advice, requested the Sanhedrin's permission, and asked the Urim and Thummim if they would succeed. So, the acrobat with large toes performing for an entire shavuot, awaiting their judgment for serving avodah zarah from a Sanhedrin of 71, swung over soldiers on their way to request permission from the Sanhedrin to go to war for the spoils, who were coming from a city spared from being an Ir HaNidachas because it was near the border, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that a border city cannot be declared an Ir HaNidachas, which the Gemara darshans from Ir Kirbecha, from your midst, excluding the border area. Further, a braisa gives a practical reason, Shemi Yishmu Nachrim Yachrivu as Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps Goyim will hear about the unprotected border and destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains this time is Rabbi Shimon, who darshan's reasons for laws taught by Psukim. Daf Yud Zayin. So the symbol of Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. At Eldad Umeidad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car. Used car? That must be on Daf Yud Zayin. At Eldad Umeidad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Eldad Umeidad remaining in the camp, one shot being that Eldad Umeidad were afraid to draw blank lots when the 70 judges were chosen and their lots, which said Zaken, remained in the box. So at Eldad Umeidad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, as the owners announced that a man named Yeshua won a huge van to take to Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, three opinions are given as to what Nevuah was prophesied by Eldad Umeidad. The first shot being, they said Moshe Mace, Moshe will die and Yeshua will bring Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So at Eldad Umeidad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, as the owners announced that a man named Yehoshua won a huge van to take to Eretz Yisrael, giving a ride to 23 judges, all of them wise, tall, well-versed in witchcraft, and knowing 70 languages, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan listed qualifications for members of a Sanhedrin of 23 judges. They must be Bali Koma, Bali Chachma, Bali Mare, Bali Zigna, and Bali Kshafim, men of height, men of wisdom, men of impressive appearance, men of age, men learned in witchcraft to prevent the parties from escaping, Yodim Bishibim Lashon, and they must know the 70 languages to avoid hearing testimony through an interpreter. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches l'chuppah. So here goes. At the king's son's chuppah, chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches, Ben Yud Ches l'chuppah. At the king's son's chuppah, the Kohen Gadol, who is on his way to an Ir Miklat after being judged, which reminds us, the second parak begins, Kohen Gadol dan v'danin oso. A Kohen Gadol may judge others and be judged. Different reasons are given as to why this must be taught, and one pshat is that the Mishnah is teaching that he's even judged for galus if he killed b'shogeg. Since if he would go to galus, he could never leave, since there was no other Kohen Gadol then, one might have thought he's not subject to galus. So at the king's son's chuppah, the Kohen Gadol, who was on his way to an Ir Miklat, after being judged, testified about the king's son in front of the king, who wasn't part of the Beis Din, which reminds us, the Gemara explains, Meid Bifnei HaMelech, the Kohen Gadol testifies in the king's presence, which is not degrading to the Kohen Gadol. Since the king cannot serve on a Beis Din, the Gemara explains that Mishum Yikar the Kohen Gadol, because of the honor of the Kohen Gadol, who's testifying about the king's son, the king comes and sits, and after he testifies, the king leaves and Beis Din examines the case. So, at the king's son's chuppah, the Kohen Gadol, who was on his way to an Ir Miklat after being judged, testified about the king's son in front of the king, who wasn't part of the Beis Din. While two workers setting up another chuppah discussed the reasons the king and Kohen Gadol were disqualified for participating in Ibur Shana, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that neither a king nor a Kohen Gadol may participate in Ibur Shana. The king cannot mishum afsanya because of the wages he pays to his army. Since they are paid yearly, the king may be inclined to extend the year, whereby he'll save money. The Kohen Gadol cannot mishum tzina because of the cold of the upcoming Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol immerses himself in a mikvah numerous times on Yom Kippur, and extending the year would result in Yom Kippur falling a month later when it will be colder. Therefore, he might be inclined not to extend the year. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that one receives smicha by giving him a title of Rebbe, permitting him to judge Dine Knassos? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good number two, which daf do we learn? A Kohen Gadol testifies in the king's presence about the king's son. That's on daf Yud Ches. Good number three, which daf do we learn? Raising someone or teaching him Torah is considered like fathering him. That's on daf Yud Ches. Good number four, which daf do we learn? One who said, Demei Alai, my value is upon me, 10 appraisers are required. That's on daf Tezvav. Good number five. Which dafti machok is about the number of dayanim for Egel Arufa, and we have the third opinion requiring the entire Sanhedrin. That's on daf Yadalad. Good number six. Which dafti you learn about the goddess of Palti ben Laish refraining from sinning with Michal? That's on daf Yotes. Good number seven. Which dafti you learn a Kohen Gadol who kills Beshogeg does go to Galus? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good number eight. Which daf do we have the fifth opinion that Tekufas Nisan must fall in the renewal of Nisan? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good number nine. Which daf do you want a king from Malki Yisrael cannot be judged because of the incident of Shim ben Shatach and King Yanai? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. And number ten. Which daf do you want an entire Shevet which served Avodah Zorah is judged by the Sanhedrin of 71? That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.